What does the Bible say? What's your name, man?
Andrew.
Andrew, I'm James. Nice to meet you, sir. The Bible says by faith you have to come in Jesus, shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Definitely. And then the Bible says you must repent.
Repent and be baptized.
Yeah, Americans have the wrong idea of repentance. They think it means a man just told me, well, you feel bad about your sin and ask God to forgive
you. My pastor, he did a sermon over that one point. Yeah. He just said the exact same thing. Yeah. He's a good pastor.
Yeah, so you gotta repent. And repentance is when you change your mind and you're willing to change your ways. Yeah, leave your sin.
Yeah, that means doesn't mean go to like a minister and just do it again and willingly do it.
Don't keep doing it. Yeah, exactly. And then the Bible says you must be born again. You get a new heart and a new mind. You come out of the world. Yeah, and the fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience to the scriptures. Now, you mentioned church. Do you realize most of the church systems in America are keeping many false ways, false traditions? They're hypocrites and they're of the world. Do you realize that?
Yeah, most of them.
Probably if you test your pastor's body, your body, you're going to find, I don't know of any biblical bodies in buildings. They keep pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. They have a false gospel. They're worldly. They watch sports. They follow politics. This is not God's people. So you can't be linked to people that are not following Christ in spirit and truth. And then the last part of the gospel, it's on that card there. You have to endure in the faith. You have to every day strive and endure in the faith. And you don't want to just believe and say you're done. Every day when you get up, are you seeking the kingdom of God with all that you are?
Trying my best.
That's the key. That's the key. And how do you know you're seeking it? You compare it to the Word of God. When you compare it to the Word of God shows you what you're right in, it shows you what you're wrong in, and then you have to turn from it, right. Repent and seek Him. Do you go on the internet?
Yes.
Don'tperish.com is a resource for you in God's Word. It's all for free. It's my wife, Debbie.
Who's Debbie?
It's all for free, and it's there to encourage you to go much deeper. I tell people that God's standard is way up here.
Our standard is like right there.
It is. Our standard, not mine. My standard is God's standard because I love His Word. But the American culture and the American church systems, their standard is in the ground down here. God's standard of holiness is way up here.
Yeah, that's when the pastor preaches too.
So keep seeking the kingdom of God. Test all things. You got my contact info if I can ever help you.
I may see if I can get a ride later because I may see if I can get that at least.
Where are you headed?
After I get done here, I live behind the neighborhood Walmart.
Oh, okay.
Someone gave me a lift now.
Ah, I got you. Okay. So, well, you check that out. You let me know. I'll be here for a while, right? God be praised. Nice talking to you.
God bless, sir.
Nice talking to you. We love you.
God bless, sir.